This is RSB&B Update, episode 105. One crossbow equals one happy ranger. Hello, welcome to RSB&B Update. This is Shane1288 with Brad.
With a crappy microphone.
Yes, you sound like you're a bit underwater or something.
Yes, I'm underwater.
Tell the people
because what Logitech. Logitech are crap, that's why.
But you're not using a Logitech right now.
No, but the one I was using, Logitech, that was completely new, only lasted for a week. And I didn't spill anything on it or whatever. So, yes. This is a quick fix for this week's show.
Yeah, you should try and get that Logitech one fixed or get them to exchange it for next week because, I don't know, this one just sounds sort of bad.
Oh, I sent a complaint in.
Makes us sound like a third-class show. Like other podcasts out there that, like the microphones are bad and the people are 12-year-olds and... Well, basically, the microphones are bad, and people are blowing into them, the 12-year-olds, and they go...
What sort of podcasts are that?
I don't know.
I'm pretty dirty podcasts.
I've heard a few like that, though. Anyways, moving on.
I don't know about those sort of podcasts, Shane. You didn't give me the Wikipedia link.
Oh, the Wiki link, right. Okay. Yeah, so basically we've got the RuneScape updates this week. First of all is the Dragonfire Shield, which is basically a powered-up Dragonfire Shield. Like those Dragonfire Shields, you know, that you get when you complete the Dragon Slayer quest.
That you get from the Duke in Lumbridge.
Yes. So this is a powered-up one. Basically, what happens is you get a Draconic Visage drop from a powerful dragon, which includes... adult black dragons, the KBD, the metal dragons, and the skeletal wyverns. And then this is actually a pretty rare drop because I think the price is still like around 17 mil or something. So, pretty rare. But anyways, you get one of these drops, and if you have 90 smithing, you smith it into a Dragonfire Shield. So basically this becomes a shield that is very powerful. For instance, each time you use it against a dragon, it gets more powerful. So, for instance, at its maximum power, it's way more powerful than the Third Age Shield. So, it's definitely an interesting shield. Also, when it's fully charged, it's it fires like dragon breath or something, and it can hurt the person up to like 25, I think, or something like that. For the stats of it. Zero attack, these are the attack ones, zero stab, slash, crush, minus 10 magic, minus 5 range, plus 70 stab defense, plus 75 slash defense, plus 72 crush defense, plus 10 magic defense, and plus 72 range defense. And it gives a plus 7 strength bonus. So it's definitely a pretty good shield. That's it rivals the Third Age Shield, which we all know is like 130 mil, right?
So, yeah. Any idea on how much this shield is selling? If it's tradable once you vault, well, it must be.
Once you make it, it's not tradable. Only the Visage is tradable.
Oh, so but you can trade the Visage to make the upgrade the shield.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. So 17 million. Would you say it's worth that, or is it just the hype because it's recently been released?
Oh. Well, considering it rivals a Third Age Shield, which is 130 mil, I'd say it's worth it. If you have
Do you think that Third Age is just so much insanely high because it's rare?
Yes.
Or do you think that the price is likely to go up as... I know, you'd think it would go down, wouldn't you? It's more coming to the economy.
Well, I'm really not sure about Third Age. I think we're going to see that hover around the 100 mil mark. Because basically, they're the same stats, but Third Age excuse me, but with the third age, you have the novelty of having a rare item. Whereas this Visage drop is probably as rare as a Dragon Half Shield, you know? So.
Wow, that is rare.
So it'll come down eventually.
Has anyone sort of tested drop rates to see, you know, one in whatever?
People were saying between 1 in 600 and 1 in 1,000.
Wow. I thought it would be just musing over the update, perhaps expecting another low-level, level 50 update. I was expecting it to be, you know, an every other drop sort of thing, and that the boosts wouldn't be that great. So I guess it's a high-level update, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. There have been increasingly high-level updates over the past month, which is good, so... Anyways, next piece of news, the Krandor graphical update. Have you traveled to Krandor recently?
Krandor? Is that where you go for the dragon quest?
Yeah.
Dragon Slayer? No, I've not been there.
Well, basically what they did is they upgraded the rocks on it and then basically burnt the whole place if you take a look at the world map. It's like black now. So, yeah. Go there if you want, but I don't like that graphical update. Also, this week we have the add-on of the first of their bits and pieces update, you know? Basically where they go around and take into account people's suggestions and they fix a whole bunch of things that people wanted fixed. So, for instance, this month, most notably, we have crossbow changes which fire harder and hit faster. Oh, I messed that up. It's supposed to be fire faster and hit harder.
isn't it been... It seems fairly overpowered, though, doesn't it? The been talk of people hitting 60s. I think I've seen a video of somebody hit 60.
Well, yeah, but you'd need, like... You'd need, like, rune bolts with, like, dragonstone tips on them, you know?
But even so, you know, saying that, it wasn't... The video I saw was not, you know, in the arena with somebody with no armor on. It was in the wilderness against somebody with rune armor. So through, and I think it was part barrows as well. I think it was a Guthan skirt on. I can't remember. So, you know, in that sort of armor, you can be hit for 60. It's quite a large amount. It's well over 50%.
What I think of these past two updates, the dark bow and the crossbow changes. I just think that range has received a significant power boost, and now it's up there with mage, you know? Because mage can hit, what, 30 max?
Yeah.
And freeze at the same time, so I think that the rangers should all be happy now. But obviously you get the little strength peers and whatever, melee peers complaining because they can't take out the rangers now. Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, now everybody assumes that melee is underpowered now.
That's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be. What is the combat triangle again? Mage kills melee.
No, yeah, mage kills melee. Melee kills range. Range kills mage.
Okay. So, I don't know. I just think it's a... I think that we're completely updated now, which is good. Another one is that you'll keep the same combat style on logout. So if you're on strength mode before you log out, you'll be on strength mode when you log back in. That's good. I like that, but it's bad for the peers, maybe. If they left it on defense or something, I don't know. We got the string all option, which makes fletching considerably slower, which basically means that fletching is a skill, once again, that you just basically buy the ingredients for it, you have a 99 skill.
You said it makes fletching considerably slower.
Yeah, that's right.
Does it make it slower?
Yes, because you're stuck with the mandatory string all option.
Oh, what, you can't string it yourself?
No.
They should at least give you a choice.
I know. So
just like suiting the game for the 12-year-olds who can't be bothered to click.
Okay, so that's that. And then we got the combining of items. For instance, the Black Cav and the Highwayman mask, and the Black Beret and the Mime mask. You remember that, Matt, that rant about Pix 89 or whatever is a sad mime?
Yes.
He updated his thread to say that that he's not a sad mime anymore. Because he can combine his mime mask with a beret.
That's lovely. truly a heart-touching story.
Okay. Oh yeah, and that Alex guy on the forums, He has a YouTube video.
Alex
of
40.
No, oh, Alex Tomo. The,
I get confused. So many Alexes.
Yeah. There's Alexander, Alex Tomo, Alex 43. I just people stick with your original names. Anyways, he's got a YouTube dual arena video of the thingy, of the crossbows. And we got the next set of development diaries, which is the NPC Improvement Project, which basically goes through how Jagex makes an NPC graphical update. It's actually quite interesting when they put these out, because, for instance, one would think that they'd use their bot software such as 3D Studio Max or something else to make these models, but in reality, they actually use their own software that they made, which is an in-house product. So that's rather interesting, I think. I don't know. I think you should take a read at this. It's quite interesting. They even got an animated picture of a goblin.
Yes, I've had a look at it.
Do you like it?
It's okay, Shane.
I like this kind of stuff because it's programming.
What, dancing goblins?
No, it's just that's the picture that they put up. Anyways, the results from the last poll are in, and the next achievement diary will take place in Varrock. Like, yeah, of course, that's such a biased vote, because they put that poll up the week after the Varrock update, you know? Like, jeez.
It's what the people want.
Ugh. Okay. And we got another guaranteed content poll, this time based on Halloween 2007. Basically, they gave us three questions, and 226,000 people have voted so far. Basically, which of the Halloween events would you most like to play? What's winning is the Grim Reaper owns a spooky house of horror in which he has placed you. Can you pass the traps and scares? What did you vote?
Hordes of Halloween creatures are overwhelming the Grim Reaper. Can you hold them back using specially designed items? That sounds good.
I think I did the... I forget which one I voted for, but that one sounds okay. And the reward that people would most like is a Grim Reaper hood.
I prefer imp shorts with an imp's tail.
Really? Seriously, you voted for that?
No, actually, I think the best thing would be a broom that can sweep what we hovered on.
I know.
Typically Halloween-y.
Yeah, like Harry Potter, you know? And then we can go flying around on our brooms as an alternate form of transportation.
Yes.
I think that one would be the best thing, you know? Vote for that one. If you vote for that one, I'll give you free stuff on RuneScape.
And by free stuff, he means pots and buckets.
No. No, I have stuff I can give away.
It's hard to get in contact with Shane, though, because he's always got private chat to friends.
Yes, but we can work around that. Anyways, which of these Halloween emotes would you most like? What did you vote?
Hand coming out of the ground.
I said the... Yeah, I think I said that one, too. Like, I forget what I say. It should tell you what you said, but... I don't know. So vote in this poll. It's a good poll. Guaranteed content. Okay, that's it for RuneScape updates this week. Kind of a usual week with that little shield. We should be finding more about it in the coming weeks. Okay. I'll take the first question, then we'll alternate from there in.
Okay.
How is your farming goal coming along? What is your current level? How long do you farm each day? And when do you think you will get 99? And when you get 99, will you hold a party of some sort from Besidon? Well, you see, there's something called money that I'm running out of right now. So my farming's kind of slow right now because I am running out of money. So if you want this to happen, you can always donate. And my current level is 91. Farm for about an hour and a half a day. That's really all you need to do.
Don't fund the habit.
Yes, fund it. When do you think you will get 99? Oh, I don't know, sometime in August if I had the money. And will there be a party? Maybe. Just maybe. Or it might just be one with the close people, but anyways.
I would so log in for that.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
I'd spam it.
Thank you. That was from Besadon. You take the next one.
Okay. What should I buy with 4.7 million? Should I just
give
save
it, to
it
me.
Or should I buy something? And didn't he say what his name meant? He said RF.
Yeah, yeah, later. I posted that at a second question.
Okay, anyway, so RF S10S7. 10S, 10S, yeah. Right. So what should he buy with 4.7 million?
He could.
Besides your love.
He could give it to me.
No.
Or.
I would train it on skills. Items are worthless. Buy skills.
Yeah, I'd actually train it on crafting.
Why?
Because crafting is a good skill to have.
What's your crafting level?
63.
Yeah, mine's 71.
Yeah, crafting would be a good idea. Farming, herb lore, what else?
Just train a skill.
Yeah, pick one. Okay. Thank you, RFS10S7. Is there a program I can use to check up on my RSS feeds from my desktop other than the sidebar? That is from Hummervor. Okay. Well, there are lots of things out there, like RSS aggregators and stuff. You have two choices. You have the online choice or you have a download choice. Do you use any RSS aggregators?
No.
There's a whole list of them on Wikipedia. I'll make sure that the link gets into this. Basically, there's a whole bunch of them. Like, there's Bloglines, which is one for web-based. There's Google Reader, which is web-based. FeedGhost, Mozilla Thunderbird works. Basically, take a look at this list here that I have in this link here and pick one. Personally, I like Google Reader for online and Thunderbird for something that you download. That would be my pick.
Okay, next question.
Yes.
Is there anything that anyone has said or done to make you laugh out loud in-game? What was the most funniest? Being either stupid, pathetic, or just generally funny, and that's from Alex. You can go first.
Let's see. Maybe one of those silly peers, you know, like that try and think they're better.
What, like those peers that assaulted you?
Yeah, like verbally. Those ones that on the blog, you could see that at shane.rsbb.com.
Oh, the advertisement started early this week.
Yeah, maybe one of those types, or I forget, there was somebody out there one day who... one thing that made me laugh was that person thought he was in Varrock, but he was in Falador.
When he said that?
Yeah. Yeah.
As for me, I can't remember any on RuneScape, because I've not really played full-time in so long. But there's a few funny things that happened in World of Warcraft. Well, raiding, but I won't go into those, because most of them concern the game, and you probably won't understand them.
That's right.
But yes, I do laugh at things in-game. I do laugh, occasionally.
So you're not the cold-blooded Vulcan that you're made out to be?
It's all lies. I'm a sensitive, compassionate, empathetic... No, I'm not. I'm a complete bastard. Right, let's get on.
Okay. If I funded it, would you or Brad make a peer account? Maybe you could make the name, like, Pierre Chaynez or X. Oh my god, Brad. That's from Snowfox. Would you make
it? No, I don't like RuneScape.
Would you make a peer if you funded it?
No.
I wouldn't, because I have lots of other stuff I'm working on right now. So why would I make a peer?
Such as 99 Farming.
Yes! And 80 Slayer, which is taking really forever. I'm not going to say any words, but really forever long with a few extra Fs in there. I'm 96k away. How long will that take?
A long time.
I have Fire Giants right now.
A long time.
Ugh. God. Ugh. Okay. What is the last major computer problem that you've had from Mushroom Queen?
My microphones keep breaking. I've had 4 in 6 months.
Yeah, the best kind of microphone to get is these, like, there's these ones called, like, it's called the Podcaster. It's like $150 or something, but you need to buy a stand for it.
Yeah, I don't have $150 to waste on a microphone, Shane. Knowing my luck, it'll probably stop working after 3 days anyway.
What about 90 for a Logitech one that I have?
I don't know, I could probably just about swing that, but I don't want to waste loads of money on microphones, even especially as they keep breaking so often. I mean, what's the point? It's just a waste of money at the moment.
Okay, get Logitech to fix that one then.
I've written an angry letter to the site I got it off, and
hopefully they'll fix it.
Well, no, hopefully they'll give me a refund or give me another one.
My most recent computer problem is Dreamweaver. It's not displaying remote files, it's only displaying local files, which means that my files can get wrote over and it can cause major problems on the server. So yeah, I'm working to fix that, actually. It's rather annoying, but okay. You take the next one.
Okay, next question. I know this isn't really a good question, but describe in detail your current surroundings. Right. Well, at this point...
Whoa, how'd this question get in here? That's not RuneScape Attack.
Oh, well, it's an interesting question. It's from Agent Waffles. Do you want to go first, or shall I go first?
You go first.
Okay, well, I'm currently sitting on a desk chair with my feet on my desk.
You're not in your bed?
No, my two computer screens are to my left. The limp lamp is right in front of me. The bookcase is right in front of me. My feet is actually just going into the bottom rung of the bookcase. My window is to my left, just behind my computer screen to the left. My bed is about 2 feet behind me. My wardrobe is just to my right. My door is to my right, about 4 or 5 feet that way. And that's about it.
What are you wearing?
Just jeans and a shirt.
Whoa, it's thundering out there today.
Oh, thank God it's not a bloody plane here. Describe your surroundings in detail, Shane.
Okay, well, right now I'm in my little swivelly chair. First of all, I got the keyboard right in front of me, mouse on the right-hand side, MacBook Pro right in front of me, and then a secondary screen on the left. And then if I swivel my chair to the left, I've got the Windows computer, which is used for playing Counter-Strike and other games. It also doubles as a media station for when I want to play podcasts or anything. And behind me I have my fountain, which is a little, you know, those relaxation fountains that recirculate the water and stuff?
Oh, yes.
I don't know, can you hear it?
Just slightly, I think. And does somebody think you need to calm down, Shane?
What?
Aren't those supposed to be calming?
Yeah.
Does somebody think you're too angry?
No. And to the right of me, we have the printer with the phone. Then to the right of that is a freezer with a plant on it. And then to the right of that is the furnace room.
That's where Shane keeps his ice lollies.
And then behind that, we have the laundry room. And then to the right-hand side of the laundry room is the bathroom.
So it's, like, not very far away?
No, it's not. Except 2 days ago we had water coming through the bathroom ceiling. From, like, a leaking pipe or something. But anyways, and also behind me I have a bookcase with a whole bunch of programming books and everything in it. So, yeah. Oh, and the TV is also to the left, which is big enough that I can see it. So, yes.
I forgot to mention that my TV... I've sort of got my computer screen in the middle, then my secondary screen is to the right of that, and then my computer is to the right of the secondary screen, and my TV is to the left of my main screen.
And that was from Agent Waffles. Waffles. Belgian Waffles?
No, Agent Waffles.
Okay. Shane and Brad, one of my current goals is to buy a dragon chain. I've been saving up, and I've got around 6 mil now from various things. I was wondering if you had any suggestions on making money that might make the process go a bit faster. I'd like to avoid no-lifing as much as I can. P.S. D-chains are about 13 to 14 mil. Thanks for the help, Davo338.
Was ist das?
We just had a little interruption here in the studio, but anyways, so what would you say?
The interruption?
Oh, the door.
Who was it?
Oh, my sister. She's what? You know when you laugh like that, you sound like a girl, right?
I know. Right.
Does Emily know that?
Does she know I laugh like a girl? Shut up, Shane. Something to do with that.
So how would you make another seven or eight mil?
Can you still do the thing with buying the ingredients for Yulong and then stringing them and making them and
You can do that, but it's only like let's see, bowstring is what 200, Yulong is 300, so that's 500. It's only about
it's still profit though. And
it's about 50 GP profit per bow. So let's say you want 8 million. Let's see, no you problem. Check his stats. What?
Have you checked his stats?
Yeah, you need to make 160k you longbows in order to get 8 million profit.
But with that string, you'd probably get 99 fletching from that, wouldn't you?
Yes, yes.
And with the string ore, you just need a lot of time.
Yeah.
And if you can't be bothered to do that, then I would probably say merchanting is your best bet.
Or getting lucky on a clue scroll.
That's not exactly guaranteed, though. One knows merchanting.
Or just scam.
We don't give that sort of advice. We don't.
Right. We're a good show. We don't focus on the dark side. Are you done?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm done now.
What is the quickest way to level hunting up? Oh, was this one supposed to be yours? Yes, it was. You do it.
Oh, God, okay. What's the quickest way to level hunting up? I'm level 50 now. Stay with falconry till 63 or catch regular chinchompas until 63. Thanks, RF10S7. P.S. My name stands for RF, his initials. 10S equals tennis, and 7 is his favorite number.
Interesting.
Okay, I can answer this since I have no idea.
Okay, well, basically what you want to do for hunting is, let's see, level 50 hunter. Let me pull up the hunter manual page. See, they need like a RuneScape command line where you could just type man hunter and it would pop up the hunter skill guide rather than all this clicking, because that's what you do on a Unix system. Like, let's say there's some command you want to learn about. Like, let's say you want to learn about the RM command. You'll just type man RM.
But RuneScape is not Unix, Shane.
Okay.
Unix sounds like Unic. Unic.
Let's see. What I would suggest is that, first of all, at level 47, you trap orange salamanders until 59. Then you can trap the red salamanders, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, orange salamanders until 59... and then red salamanders until about 70, I found. Then you can go on to red chinchampas, or schlingchillas, as they call them on the German server.
Schlingchillas.
Yeah. Schlingchilla. I like that name better than chinchampa. You know, schlingchilla. Schlingchilla. What?
She's a German lover.
No. Okay. There we go. I think we answered that one. Shane, which one of these do you do most of the time? Cut magic trees, farming, hunting, treasure trails, training skills, or money making? Well, ideally we'd like to do money making all the time, but that doesn't happen. Treasure trails, I did one last night and I got a Zamorak plate body, which is for sale, so if you want to buy that, you can PM me on the forums, forums.rsbnb.com. I don't cut wood. I just have to say between farming and training skills, because those are part of the same things. That's from Jan833. What do you do most of the time?
What do you mean?
What do you do most of the time on RuneScape?
Fish.
Fishy.
When I can be bothered.
Okay. Next one.
Okay. What is the best thing you've ever found on the ground? What's the most embarrassing slip of the tongue and or typo?
Oh, God.
Best thing we found on the ground. I found a beret when I was a noob. That's it.
Oh, yeah, I found a white beret because some woman...
We had that question before.
Some woman was cutting trees, magic trees, and she got killed by a tree spirit. And then I took the beret and I donated it to the RSBNB drop party. But yeah, that's probably about all I found on the ground. I can't remember finding anything else, you know?
Mm.
Okay, now what's your most embarrassing typo?
I'm trying to think. I can't think of any noticeable ones. Let me think.
I have mine. It was regarding Kelsey herself, but I don't think it's safe to say on the show.
Is that the one, I'm a conservative, but I do hate Kelsey? I do
no,
hate babies,
no, no.
I mean, that one was funny.
No,
is
that...
Is it on MSN? Is it on MSN, Shane?
I did. Because the I is so close to that letter.
Female chest parts, think. Female chest parts, use that.
And I, and I shifted my finger to the right.
I also remember once I've got a screenshot of it, we were in a mod conversation, and for some reason, instead of obby mouths, you swapped around the B and the O, so you said mouths.
What did I say?
Yeah, that was rather funny. I can't think of anything I've said. No, I can't think.
Then there's my famous goo. Joe, hi.
Oh, yes, your typos. Those are funny.
Anyways, thank you, Kelsey. Which RuneScape city would you most like to see updated next? Also, grats on 91 Fishing from Brarin.
91 Fishing?
Did you get 91 Fishing?
Maybe he means 91 Farming.
Yes, probably. Probably, but I'm not going for fishing, so I don't know if I should even answer this one.
He's probably, like, grats on, like, I don't know, grats on 19, I don't know.
Okay. What city would you like to see updated next? You know what, I actually wouldn't mind seeing the Sears Village part updated next, you know? Or maybe even Yanil.
Yes, that's not been touched. I don't know. Camelot, I'd like to see Sears Village. There's not much there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's go with that one. Okay. Next one. Shane, what are your computer stats and how many computers do you have? And why don't you like Pierce from Red Rooster 5?
So many questions.
Do I have to go into detail on computer stats?
No, just...
Well,
just the basics.
First one's a MacBook Pro, 2.16 GHz Core 2 Duo, 2 GB of RAM, 120 GB hard drive, ATI X1600 mobility graphics card. Then we got the Windows computer, which is an AMD X2 3800, 2 GB of RAM, lots of hard drive space. I think over 400 gigabytes. I'm not sure though. I don't even know how much hard drive space it has. And a GeForce 7800 GT, 256 megs. What about you?
I don't know. I've got like 200 gig hard drive, 2 gig RAM, 3.06 gigahertz processor, 256 megabyte ATI 2100 Radeon graphics card.
Oh, right. You were one of the last people to get a P4 before the core processors came out.
Oh.
Yes, and why don't I like Pierce?
Because you are... no idea.
Well, basically, it's just it's a tendency I see in most of them, is they're stuck up, they think they own the game, and they seem to think that everything should be their way. Like, I'd say at least, 60% of the peers I see are like that. 60%. The 10% are nice, and the other and the other 30% just don't talk.
I don't have a problem with them personally, but that's just me.
Yeah, Brad is accepting.
Yes, Shane is not.
Okay. What do you think of the new iPhone, which will be available at the end of June from Alexander? Are you getting one? I know we've been through this before, but you might have changed your mind. It comes out in your neck of the woods at the end of the year.
Probably not, no. Just really haven't great need for one.
Yeah. They upgraded it. They upgraded the phone, the iPhone, so let's use that as a segue into tech news. How about that? And no going to sleep. Apple has announced the iPhone now delivers up to 8 hours talk time with a new glass display. So basically they revealed these significant upgrades to the iPhone battery life and touchscreen. It was previously around 5 hours of video and talk time, and now 16 hours of audio playback. The iPhone battery's been upgraded to the following numbers: 8 hours talk time, 250 hours of standby time, 6 hours of internet use, 7 hours of video playback, and 24 hours of audio playback. Does that sound good to you? Like, how long does your phone last?
Well, in a call, I'd say it probably lasts 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
If that.
So if these numbers are right, that'd be a significant improvement. What about your iPod? How long does your iPod last?
Playing a song, probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours. But if you were constantly changing the song, it would probably only last an hour or two. Like,
really?
If you were using, make it work.
Really? Huh. Okay. Well, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. Because, you know the way these battery things are? Like, the rated amount is... You never get that amount, right? Like, it says my rated amount on the MacBook Pro is, like, 5 hours. But I never got in more than 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like these are just ratings that make it look good. But anyways, yeah, so that's that. But it's good they did that. Because I think people are going to want to use it for, like, a touchscreen iPod, you know?
Yeah. Did you see that picture on Dig about supposedly someone on a train in California with one?
No, I didn't. So what?
Although they reckon it could have just been a fake, but I don't know.
Yeah, like I can go to a hardware store and build one, right? That looks like an iPhone, but it's really not. Maybe.
Probably.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. That's good of Apple to do that. We got the YouTube Remixer now, which is basically a way to edit online videos directly at YouTube. Basically, let's see. Features powered by Adobe Premiere Express, which supports the insertion of graphics, text, and audio, as well as overlays and in-video transitions. YouTube Remixer is nearly identical to PhotoBucket's Remix Tool. Both are powered by Adobe. Do you ever put any videos on YouTube?
No, I really have no... What's the word? I really have no desire to debate with people face to face. I just can't be bothered with recording.
Do you have a webcam?
Yes.
So you could do little debates then.
It doesn't work.
Well, I put a few of them up. You can take a look at my YouTube profile name is Shane1208.
You've never put any videos of you talking up though, have you?
Yeah, I have.
No, you haven't. Don't lie, you're just trying to get more hits to your YouTube channel.
No, I'd rather you go to shane.rsbnb.com than the YouTube channel.
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay, so basically with, like, you know Adobe recently acquired Flash, right? Macromedia.
Yeah.
Basically what this is putting huge power in Adobe's hands. Like, basically, Adobe could do anything they wanted on the web now. Like, online photo editors, online video editors, they got control of Flash, they got control of the media creation, and they got control of the world's biggest graphic program, Photoshop. Like, I just think Adobe's in such an interesting position, you know? for being able to do all these things online. It's really pioneering, because even 5 years ago or 2 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to do this, right? Like, this is the new form of the web. I don't know, I just really like it. What about you?
I don't know. I don't use YouTube apart from watching videos.
But
bless you, Shane.
Yes. But.
May the power of Christ be with you.
God, please don't do that. Okay, but. Think about it. Without Flash, you wouldn't be able to watch YouTube videos or Google Video.
That's a good point.
So Flash is so important in the modern web world. I don't know. I just checked this out. It's a rather interesting story. Oh yes, and final piece of tech news is more battery recalls. Gateway has announced that it's recalling 14,000 notebook batteries from laptops sold during the months of May and June 2003. Recall is in response to high temperatures that occur in the lithium-ion batteries that could potentially cause a fire. So if you have a Gateway laptop that you bought during that time, please take the appropriate action so that your house doesn't burn down. Because we don't want anyone's house to burn down, even if we don't like you.
Maybe some people.
No. You want someone's house to burn down?
A few people.
Okay, and you can tell me those names on MSN, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, type the names to me. Okay, we're on to rants now. I'll take the first one.
Okay, do you want the
I want the one. I want you can have the last one about the staffs.
Okay, hang on a sec. So you want the first two?
Sure, I guess, since your microphone is crapping out.
Go for it. My microphone.
Okay. I'm sure there have been many threads about this before, but I just need to stress how frustrating the sheer amount of random events have become. Okay, so I begin my 10K Alex, and after about 50 or so, I get a strange box. Great. No sarcasm here. Then another 50 Alex later, I'm whisked away to the drill sergeant's camp. I have the full set, so it's a bit of an annoyance. But it's bearable. I complete the random event and return to my alking location. After another 50 to 100 alks, I'm asked if I would care for a quick game. Even if I don't, I'm teleported to a pinball machine and cannot continue alchemizing. Now, this would be bearable if I were only doing 100 to 500 alks, but the vast majority of alkers aren't doing 1,000 plus at a time. Now, this amount of alks, a player could expect to be hassled by a random, I'd say, at least 10 times. The sheer amount of random events a player has to endure must occupy at least 20% of a player's time, of an alker's time. Now, this is another 1,000 alks if a player completes just 5,000 alks, which, as you can see, is ridiculous. So please, I know this is a way to prevent macroers, but I believe now more than ever the random events has become too totally out of hand. I think many players and friends complain that it's just not high alchemizing that can trigger such events. Cooking has become infested with them, teleporting has been targeted. I even hear accessing your bank can be a nuisance. I don't know, I have noticed a few more things that, for instance, sometimes, like whenever I hover my mouse over the teleport thing, sometimes I'll get a random event. I just find them annoying, like the evil Bob, all those ones like that. I just find annoying. And truthfully, they don't even help macros, you know?
No, a lot of them could be bypassed by macros anyway, can't they?
Yeah, that's right. So, I don't know, I think they're just wasting players' time. Wonder what RuneScape would be like without random events. It's an interesting idea.
I think they have to come up with better random events.
Like what?
To hold autos.
Like,
I don't know. Like some of the idea UDS Cap had a few weeks ago with making cutting down trees or fishing fish more like a mini game, so you actually had to pay attention to it.
Oh yeah, right.
I don't think random events are the way forward, really, but
what about something where it would play an audio file through the, like, it would play some, like, audio file or some letters through your speakers, you know? And then you'd have to enter in what you heard.
Yes, that might be difficult. Not everybody likes playing while listening to music, though, do they?
I run with the RuneScape music on.
I wouldn't think not everybody would, though.
Yeah, you get those classic people who don't like it, but... Anyways, okay. This rant's for you now.
Okay. Right. In my bank, I have 9 Draymond stamps and 1 Lunar. I did Lunar Diplomacy a good few months back, and after I finished all the quests, I had a to-do list of things. One of them was charge all Draymond stamps into Lunar. So I took my Draymond stamps out of the bank, headed off to the air altar, entered, used one on the altar, and nothing interesting happens. What? Why am I not allowed to convert Draymond stamps after the quest? I cut a few spares in case I lost one when I did Lost City, and now I have to use an extra available bank space storing both Lunar and my Draymond stamps? I seriously do not understand why I can't convert more Draymond stamps into Lunar stamps. I am, of course, assuming you can reclaim it if somehow if lost, which I believe is done the same way as the armor by talking to the Oniromancer. Please, Jagex, can you just let me make 10 Lunar Staffs? It's not like they're good for magic and are only used for accessing Xanaris or Fairy Rings. Even more annoyingly, I believe you can convert as many Draymond Staffs as you like during the quest, but not after. Would there really be any problem in being able to make them after the quest? I think this is something a bit over the top for one bank space, personally, but whatever.
He does have a point, though.
Well, yeah, if you can make as many as you want during the quest, but not afterwards, then that is stupid. Especially as they serve a purpose after the quest is done. But I don't really see the big deal of a one bank space.
Yeah, because when I finished Lunar Diplomacy, I dropped the Lunar Staff. So now I don't have one. So I'm kind of stuck then, aren't I? What if I need one in the future? Oh! I don't know. I agree with this rant. That's why I put it in. Do you agree that you should be able to make multiple just because you can during the quest?
Yes, I think so. If it's like that during the quest, it should be after the quest.
Exactly. Are we done then with this one?
Yes, we are done.
Okay, on to the next one. Price manipulators are obviously ruining this game. I was so excited to get these new visage drops no matter how long it takes, but now I'm not as interested due to the rapid drop rate in the price. I honestly see the market dying due to merchants, but I see this as the fault of the people who get the item first. If you get the item first, basically you have control of the price of the item. So when you're the first one to get the drop, why make a post called Selling Dragonfire Shield, Best Offer Wins? I mean, the market is flooded with merchants, and now it's become one of the most popular money-making methods ever. Why not set a standard price for the shield? Plus, people should stand firm to the price of what the shield is going for. If the first person who got it sold it for 130 mil, then I'm sure the other people will try and get them to sell for around that price. This happened with the Dark Bow. The Dark Bow requires a Slayer level of 90, which takes years of training. When it first came out, it was 20 mil and dropped drastically. However, the Whip costs about 20 mil back then and is consistent in price for a long time. How is that possible? Well, you see here, this is the basics of supply and demand.
But was the Whip... I can't remember the Whip being that constant when it was first released. I'm fairly sure it fluctuated like everything else.
No. First, it came out, it was about 50 mil or something, right?
Yeah.
Then it hovered around 26 for a while, okay? Like, it went down to 26.
Yeah,
hovered there for a bit. And then what happened is they nerfed the special, right? Then it went right down, all the way down to 4.5 mil. And then it's basically been in a slow, constant drop ever since then. So basically, the Whip was selling for around 25 mil when it came out until they nerfed it. Because you remember that the original special attack of the Whip would always hit. It would take the energy away and it would entangle them for 5 seconds, right?
That was a good special.
I know. And then when they nerfed that, it went down to 4.6 mil. But anyways, basically what this is, it's the laws of supply and demand. Like, if there's only one thing in the RuneScape world, and somebody wants it, they're going to have to pay a huge price for it. Like, let's say I have the only red MacBook Pro out there on RuneScape.
Only red MacBook Pro.
Yeah, I'm just using that as an example. And somebody else wants it, and I'm not selling it for more than 200 mil. Then they're going to have to pay 200 mil for it. But if there's extra ones, and lots of people want them, like, let's say there's a huge, huge selection of people who wanted this MacBook Pro, and they weren't going to pay more than 50 mil for it, and I was the only one that had it, I would have to drop my price there, because if nobody wants it, that person's not going to pay for it, right?
Mm.
It's just the standard laws of supply and demand. People who make these rants need to take economics 101, which is basically supply and demand. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's it for the rants. On to other things. We got the show competition going on. Like, people say they want to be on the show, so here's your chance to be on the show. Basically, what you have to do is you have to send either of us a PM with an episode title from the month of May that you made up from one of those episodes. So, for instance, one of the ones was Priftina's in May. You remember that episode?
Yep.
So, for instance, you need to make a episode title with something like that, and then PM it to one of us. We've got about
something witty, something that happened in the episode.
Yes, like that.
Memorable.
Right. So we've got about four of them so far. So
some are very good, I think. We will have a winner this time. Even if we had no more entries, we'd have a winner.
Yes, that's right.
So but continue to send your answers in.
Yes, send them in. Essay of the Month is still going on. I haven't got any entries yet. You guys have until next Wednesday, June 27th, to get them in, because we need time to... Brad and I need time to go through them, proofread them, and then they have to go up for a vote with the newspaper staff. So you have a week from... yesterday or Wednesday, so June 27th is the time. Should we do a skill of the month update?
Yeah, who's won?
Nobody's won yet. We're still proceeding, and this is looking very much like the woodcutting from 2 months ago. We've got a uphill battle going on between Ryan 1 and Flipside 1987 on the forums, and those two both are within 100k XP of each other. Ryan's gained 4.5 million XP, and Flipside has gained 4.6 million XP.
Keep the no-lifing.
And the third place person is Alex with 1.8 million XP. Then the next place person is Warren with 1.4 million XP, and then it just goes down from there. Oh, Brad, you're 15th. So there's your Skill of the Month update. So what have we been doing?
Not much. Ordering new microphones because my old ones break.
Yes, so you'll have a new one for next week again, right?
I can't promise it, but I will try.
Okay. I've been working on some site stuff, but I got stopped from that because my Dreamweaver quit. So yesterday I did some Slayer tasks on RuneScape and... I'm working for our JD Slayer, still 96k away, so hopefully I can get that in the bag this weekend.
Yeah. In the bag.
Anything else?
No, not really.
Oh, right, one more thing. We have the Nerf It song from episode, 982 or something. You remember that rant about nerfing everything?
I don't remember that long ago, but okay, play it.
And Matt sang it for us. Don't worry, I've put it to the part that you didn't want people to hear. Here it goes.
When a problem comes along, you must nerf it. When the low levels start crying, you must nerf it. When someone's crying because something's overpowered, you must nerf it. Now nerf it into usefulness. Shape it up. Get straight. Go forward. Move ahead. Try to detect it. It's not too late to nerf it. Nerf it good. When a good time turns around, you must nerf it. You will never live it down unless you nerf it. No one gets their way until they nerf it. I say nerf it. Nerf it good.
Okay, and that was from Matt, Poison333. So with that said, I think we're done.
We are done this week.
Thank you.
The update.
You sound like you're dying there.
I am dying.
So with that, for Brad at saidbybrad.com and Shane at shane.rsbnb.com, we will see you guys all next week, and I'm off to go save Brad.
Bye bye, everybody.